Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap on Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrotori. Let's dive right into the key developments from the Australian insurance industry over the past week. Our first story is a significant revelation from a Senate inquiry into climate risk. The inquiry has spotlighted the unequal levy designs across the country and how these discrepancies are influencing insurance rates. A key player in the inquiry, Rhys Whitley of Suncorp, explained how levies, designed based on historical flood data, can impact preparedness for disasters. The tricky element here is the increasing unpredictability due to climate change. While insurance premiums might remain static even with new levies, it's interesting to observe that climate change itself seems to play a minor role in setting these premiums. Whitley stresses over natural climate variability as a more significant factor. The takeaway from this insight is the need to reassess risk adaptation strategies in the light of climate change and how it affects both insurance and communities. On a related note, homeowners might be pleased to hear predictions of stability in home insurance rates, potentially offsetting the rising costs associated with extreme weather events. Trent Sayers, CEO of RACU Insurance, shared his optimism during the same Senate inquiry, mentioning a forecasted decrease in inflationary pressures for the financial year 25. However, with increased frequency of disasters and escalating building costs, high-risk areas might still face challenges. But not to worry, Suncorp's healthy profit of $510 million is lined up to cover potential large-scale losses. The fate of the relationship between climate risk and financial resilience in the insurance sector hangs on the Senate's final report due this November, so we'll be keenly watching out for that. Switching gears, let's talk about a legal drama currently unfolding around a costly credit hire bill dating back to a car accident in 2021. A disputed $29,000 bill has triggered an extended legal battle between Cameron Lazicic's insurer, NRMA, and Thomas Rossi. Raised eyebrows over the hefty per-day rate for a Hyundai i30 from Right2Drive has resulted in this case being taken to the NSW Supreme Court. Justice Jeremy Kirk has ordered a new hearing in local court, thereby extending this conflicting saga further. Lastly, let's discuss the powerful potential of the meeting point of neuroscience and AI. It's set to revolutionize the life insurance industry, making it possible for more personalized and preventive care. Matthew Kiernan, CEO of Neuroscience Research Australia, emphasized the transformative potential of AI in diagnosing neurological conditions. Further, a UK study demonstrated that AI could reduce the diagnostic costs significantly. AI's increasing predictive power holds promise for improving customer targeting, risk prediction, and fraud detection. No doubt, as AI evolves, it will profoundly impact the industry, minimizing uncertainties and improving health outcomes. And so we wrap up this week's insights from the world of insurance. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for more updates next week. For more on any of these stories, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, I'm Paige Estrotori, reminding you that information is the best insurance.